Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Welcome back to the Bill Caskey Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about all of your muscles, not just one or two, but all of them, and how all of them working together can make you a superstar. Superstar, I say. Welcome to the show. This show has no outline, and that's kind of unusual for me. Usually I start with a kind of a gist of what I want the subject to be, and then I move around the outside of the, we'll call it the mind map, and then I land on an intro and all that. I'm not going to do that today because I've got a topic that I think I'm going to do stream of consciousness here. By the way, if you want to get on our lists of any kind, go to BillCaskey.com. Should be easy to find a list to get on there. And also, if you're interested in taking part in rolling in a special live event we're doing on December the 9th at noon, just go to BillCaskey.com. It should be pretty self-evident how to enroll in that. It's a free workshop I'm doing called Conversion Secrets, but it's also a call out for our 2023 High Achiever Mentoring Group program that will be starting in January. So we want to get you on that if that's anything that you're interested in. By the way, if you have heard a buzz coming from my microphone over the last couple episodes, I apologize for that. It's really faint and in the distance, but I can hear it. And I just went on YouTube and looked up how do you eliminate the buzz from a Rodecaster system, and basically said, he said, move the Rodecaster away from the electrical components, which I did. I literally, as I say, moved it 3 inches and the buzz went away. So if you do have a buzz, usually it's some kind of interference, of course. And so hopefully we got that fixed and you won't hear it and I won't hear it. So here's the essence of today's episode is, as you know, maybe I've talked ad nauseum about it. I tore my rotator cuff back in February of 2022 and fell on the ice and tried to catch myself with my left hand. Not a good idea. I didn't break my wrist, which I could have. In fact, I had no wrist problems at all, but my rotator cuff was destroyed. So it was one of those 4 tendons that I don't know their names, but anyway, it went all the way through about halfway through the width. So it was pretty severe tear. But I decided to do physical therapy and strength rather than surgery because I'd read that basically after a year, it's about the same outcomes. Now, if I have any orthopedic surgeons listening, they'll probably disagree, but as near as I can tell, and I'm very committed when I have a person who I trust giving me the exercises, I'm very committed to it. I mean, I don't miss a day. I do usually more than they say to do. And so I've really recovered quite well. We've got almost full mobility in it now after 9 months and got a little strength issue on certain areas. But the point here is not my shoulder, even though it may sound like that's the point. The point is that when my physical therapist said, here's our options, you can either do surgery or we can work on all the muscles around that tendon, get them stronger so they can take some of the brunt that tendon used to take in terms of lifting and carrying and things like that. And that's how we'll get you back to normal. And I thought, well, gosh, that same model applies basically in anything we do. And in sales, professional sales, leadership, running a company, there's all sorts of things that need to be done. All sorts. So let's just take professional sales. You know, there's prospecting and there's follow-up and there's presentations and there's calling on the right people and calling on enough of them and the sales process. I mean, just think about all the things that are are relevant to you closing 50 to 70% of your sales and generating income for yourself and wealth for your family. The challenge is that you and I can't be good at everything. We are not good at everything that we have on our plate. We just aren't. And the way I like this shoulder analogy is that there are certain muscles that you are already well developed in, that you're really good at, skills that you have, that I think we all need to leverage to a higher level and allow those things that we're not so good at just rot away, because I don't need that shoulder tendon or the half that disappeared. I don't need that to get back to quasi full strength. You don't need to be a good cold caller to be massively successful in your business. You just don't. I mean, the idea that cold calling is a skill you want to master going forward is not, I would not recommend you master that skill. That's a skill of the past. I would rather you master the skill of video promotion and video marketing. Master that skill so you never have to cold call again. Now, here's the deal, though. If you love cold calling and it just like strikes inspiration in your heart and you just can't wait in the morning to jump on that first cold call where they all over you and you go, great, go for it, brother. I don't know too many people who like that. And in the 70s and 80s, everybody used to say they did it. I don't think too many people were doing it. But if you like it, great. That is an asset for you. That's a muscle that is already well developed. Keep using it. Most of us don't have that muscle. So the question is, what muscle do you need to develop that will take the place of this thing that you don't like or aren't good at? And how do you develop that into a passion and into a massive skill and create a unique ability to execute those things? So let's just go back to the example of cold calling. Let's suppose that you don't want to cold call anymore. Okay, good. Let's say that you're also a really good writer. W-R-I-T-E-R, writer. You're a really good weaver of story. You're good with plots. You're good with a compelling language. You're just really good at that. I would submit to you that muscle will be much more effective than a cold calling muscle long term for you. Your ability to put words, thoughts, cogent thoughts into sentence structures and sentences that people can read and take action on is a huge skill today. We used to call it just copywriting skills, but I think we all need to be better writers, copywriters, because most of the time when we're writing something, aren't we actually asking for action? I think we are. Whenever we're looking to book a call or to have a prospect go to a website and check out a video, that's all copywriting. It's all direct response motivated, where we want a response from them. I had a client who sent me, he's one of our sales lead in our sales leader program, and he's with a global company, and he has some people that he wants to improve their writing because they're reaching out to their prospects to book appointments. And he sent me what we'll call the corporate approach. Well, the corporate approach was awful. It was not direct response minded. It was basically, here's how great we are. Don't you want to talk to us? Well, that's terrible marketing. That's terrible copywriting. That's not going to get somebody to call you or book a call or get on a call. That's not going to do it. So we started to work on that. And as we wrote it together, and as he came to understand what decent copywriter, again, I'm not a professional copywriter, but I've studied enough to know some of the elements of it. What happens there is that person, once they get that letter, that email that works, they don't have to make cold calls anymore. They can send that out and with full confidence that a certain percentage of people will respond, just like in cold calling. Only a certain amount of people will pick up the phone, and only a certain amount of those are going to book a call, and only a certain amount of those are going to show up. So it's the same numbers. But if you want to get out of the cold calling business, or think about whatever that is in whatever element of the sales process, think about, what do I want to not do more of or do less of, or just what am I not good at, and how can I build some alternative muscles around that so that I don't have to be good at that. I don't have to learn to do something that I really don't want to do. Instead, I'll learn something that I'm already halfway decent at. Another example in the social media world, let's say you know you need to post more on LinkedIn. And let's say you're not a big writer. You don't like to write. The last time you wrote was English comp class at your liberal arts school when you were 22 years old. And you vowed when you walked out of the room the last day of your senior year, I will never write anything again. That's actually what I said because I never took comp. I was a terrible writer. But over time, you get better at it because anything you do a lot of, you start off sucky and you improve. But let's say you're not a good writer. But let's say that you really are good on video or good on audio or you're good at verbalizing your thoughts, not writing them down, but verbalizing your thoughts and your mission and some of your passions and some of your preferences and some of the challenges that you see customers going through and you have a heart to help them, then I would suggest you get good at video. You don't have to write a thing. Get good at an alternative way to get the same thing done, something that you like, you enjoy, and you're already decent at. Okay? So I want you to think about that in your world. Think about it in terms of the traffic generating leads. Are there some things that you are good at that you just haven't put to the test? You haven't really developed more? And the same thing in the sales process itself. Are there some things there that you're just not very good at? And instead of honing your skills there, you could find another skill that would take up some of the heat. So that's my shoulder to sales story. Hope that helps you. If you're interested in attending our live webinar here, a live event, December 9th, look in the show notes, by the way. That's where Travis has put that link. And we'd love to have you on that. It's about a half hour, 45 minutes. We're going to be talking about the High Achiever Program for 2023. Got some changes in it. And we'd like to have you be a part if you're so inclined. So see you next time. Bye.